take all of you, sure enough, down to Grinder's Switch. When you get there, you'll know it. It's the finest town you've ever seen. They've got a newspaper down there called the Grinder's Switch Gazette, but nobody reads the newspaper to find out who done what. They know that by the party line. They just read the newspaper to find out if they got caught at it. But it's right down here. It's right down here, just 50 miles below here in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's on the NC and St. L. Railroad. And there's a tunnel on there. And it's not a very long tunnel, and they don't turn the lights on when you go through there. And it's dark. Oh, it's wonderful. And one day I was going through there, me and sister was going in, coming in here to Nashville for me to work the Grand Ole Uproar. And we come into that tunnel, and there's a fella right across from me just reached across and grabbed me and kissed me. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know whether to bake a cake or cut a watermelon. I ain't never been around much, except that time I went to town, leaned over to tie my shoe, and got caught in a revolving door. I made 300 round trips in that thing before I could get through. Scared Mammy to death. She kept on saying, "Speak to me, Minnie, speak to me." I did every time I went around. "Howdy, Mammy, howdy, Mammy, howdy, Mammy." And he kissed me, and then we got on that on the other side, and he didn't know what to say to me, and I didn't know what to say to him. And pretty soon he said, "You know that tunnel back there cost over $1 million? And I said, "You know it is worth every cent of it." That was the day, though. Woo! We got on in closer to Nashville, and there was a train stop, and it started up again. The fella got on there, and he had a handkerchief over the bottom part of his face and had a gun in each hand. He said, "I'm gonna rob all the men and kiss all the women." And sister jumped up and said, "Oh, no, you can't do that." I said, "Sit down, sister, who's robbing this train?"